reading from Philippians chapter 1, 1 through 20. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrances of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of rivalry, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, you and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Brian Stark, Trinity Lutheran Church, Holton, Kansas.
We Christians live in a dark, cynical world. The state is infringing upon our religious liberties like never before. The Supreme Court has legalized same-sex unions, and the grisly atrocities of abortion continue at Planned Parenthood. Truth is defined by each individual, and the only cardinal sin is to claim that one universal truth applies to all. And these symptoms of the moral breakdown of our culture have, strangely enough, been embraced even in the churches of our day. We see homosexual bishops, the blessing of same-sex couples, and the rejection of the Bible as the Word of God. Church membership continues to decline across the Christian landscape of the United States. We hear of wars and rumors of wars and witness great disturbances in the natural world as floods, tsunamis, and earthquakes leave disaster and destruction in their wake. And so in these dark times, we can begin to wonder, where in the world is God? Has the word of the gospel been bound in the prisons of our relativistic age? And when we look at ourselves, the picture is just as bleak. We are bound by sin and death. We are bound by the pet sins that we find so hard to let go of. We are bound by materialism, by our addiction to entertainment, and by our worship of the self. We are bound and unable to free ourselves. And so we too are left wondering, is the gospel of Jesus Christ bound? Has it been, like St. Paul in this morning's text, imprisoned? Well, of all people, we'd expect St. Paul to feel that way. He sat shackled, imprisoned for the crime of preaching the gospel of peace, shackled with chains for the sake of his Lord and Savior. He even tells us that some are preaching the gospel, not from sincerity, but in the hopes of afflicting him in his imprisonment. The weight of the world was crushing down around him simply because he remained faithful to Christ. And yet, shockingly, these opening verses of Philippians are some of the most upbeat in all of Paul's letters. He rejoices in the Philippians' faith and their advancement in the gospel of Jesus Christ. But even more shocking still, Paul rejoices in his imprisonment. He rejoices because his time in the darkness of his cell has actually served to bring the word of the gospel to light. He says this, "I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." Paul knew that by his imprisonment, he was participating in the sufferings of Christ, sufferings our Lord experienced for our sake. For the word of God, that is, Christ Jesus himself, was indeed bound for a short time for your sake. He was bound before the Jewish council and declared guilty, so that you would be declared righteous and set free from sin. He was bound to the cross and put to death so that you would be released from death and given new life. He was bound by linen cloths and laid in the tomb to set you free from the grave. And finally, he burst the bonds of death on the third day so that you might participate in his resurrection. In 2 Timothy, Paul writes this, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Did you hear that? Paul says, the word of God is not bound. The word of God has conquered death and sin for you and in you. We live in a dark world, it is true, but Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light of the gospel has set you free to rejoice in the midst of darkness. For like the Philippians, you are all partakers with Paul of God's grace in Jesus Christ. And you partake of that grace in baptism and the supper of our Lord. It is a grace that never fades, a grace that never fails. And so live in the light of that grace, set free from the bonds of sin and darkness. It is the light that no darkness can overcome. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Brian Stark for this meditation on God's Word.